I'm afraid I owe all of you at St. James an apology. We were at a meeting last week, and they asked us, do you think that the people at St. James have a personal relationship with Christ? If you do, step forward. I did not step forward. Maybe I was thinking that to have a personal relationship with Christ meant that you knew the Bible backwards and forwards and you could understand everything that Jesus said and did, and that would make sure you had a relationship with him. Or maybe I was imagining that this personal relationship with Christ meant you had some kind of mystical connection with the Lord of glory who sits now at the right hand of the Father, and that's what would create a personal relationship with Christ. So I asked myself, I said, well, John, do you have a personal relationship with Christ? And that's when I saw the mistake that I made. Because I do have a personal relationship with Christ, and it's because of you. I know Christ because I know you. You are the body of Christ. That's what the Bible says. The Bible does not say we're like the body of Christ. The Bible does not say that we appear to be the body of Christ. The Bible says very distinctly, we are the body of Christ. Just as surely as when Jesus walked those dusty roads of Galilee. Christ was not simply with us for those 33 years in our midst. The Bible says Christ is with us today. Isn't that what he told us at the ascension? I will be with you always. I will be with you always. And how will he be with us? He will be with us the way that he is always with us, as a body. Isn't that the whole point of Revelation? That God would come and share human life. And so when we say Jesus is with us always, we don't mean it in some kind of pious memory about something that happened in the long ago and far away. And we don't mean it even as some kind of prayerful experience of the divine. We mean it as a body. So to have a relationship with the church is to have a relationship with the body of Christ. Because that's who we are. Now, this deep theological truth is kind of hard to grasp because of what the church is like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when we look at the larger church, what do we see? We see in the larger church, we see abuse. We see patriarchy. We see racism. We see power grabs. We see misplaced priorities. That's the body of Christ. And when we look at us, when we look at our little church here, what do we see? We see pettiness and irresponsibility and divisions and lack of accountability. Is Christ going to be encountered in such a place? Well, let's think about how Peter and Andrew and James and John and Martha and Mary and Salome and all the rest of them got to encounter Christ. Because, you know, the Bible says that Jesus was like us in all things. So if Jesus was like us in all things, then those early followers and disciples of Jesus had to meet the very presence of God in someone who would get tired at the end of a long day. Someone who would need a bath after they had spent a long day on the road. Someone who had a growling stomach and a parched throat every now and then. They had to discover Jesus as the presence of God, even when he was tired and dirty and had B.O. And that tells us something about ourselves as the body of Christ. Yes, we might be dirty and stinky, but the very presence of God is in our midst. We can come to encounter Christ. We can come to meet Christ, even though occasionally we need a little more fertilizer and a little cultivating around in order if we're going to bear fruit, as the gospel says. We have the opportunity for a genuine encounter with Christ just in being who we are. Remember that we also have this great gift that we call the Holy Eucharist. You know, the church has traditionally used three different things when we talk about the body of Christ. The body of Christ refers to this person who died on Calvary's Hill and rose on Easter. The body of Christ is also those who are followers of his, baptized into his image and transformed into his church. And the body of Christ is the bread that is broken and the cup that is shared. These are all three different ways of talking about the same thing, the body of Christ. So if you want to say, I have an encounter with Christ, you have it whenever that minister comes before you and you present yourself and he or she says to you, the body of Christ, the blood of Christ. Jesus is your personal Savior. In eating and the drinking of the Blessed Sacrament. So, my apology to you. I had forgotten that on this holy ground, we encounter Christ in community and in sacrament. Moses encountered God in that holy ground in the book of Exodus. The burning bush said, take off your shoes, for this is holy ground. And the interesting thing, there is no memory of where that holy ground is. There's no shrine that said, this is the holy ground. And maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe the reason is because the Bible wants us to imagine that this is where the burning bush appeared. In this place. You know, it's kind of interesting that we at St. James find this holy ground even though there is no longer any stained glass or pipe organ or marble altar or tall steeple. But here, in this place, is holy ground, where we encounter Christ. And that tells us something, I think. That tells us that really any place and every place is holy ground. Your home is holy ground. Because it is in your home that you get to encounter Christ in the forgiveness, the love, the generosity that characterizes a family. Your school or your work is holy ground, because it is in that place you get to encounter Christ and these people who provide you the opportunity to live charity and compassion. The gym, the park, the bus, they're all holy ground, because it is there we discover that God is with us in all things and through all things. Jesus said, "I am with you always." I hope he doesn't mind if I amend his saying. I am with you always and everywhere, because the truth, church, is there isn't any place out there which isn't holy ground. Our whole life long, all we are doing is moving from one piece of holy ground to another. Amen.